Amazing things happen on mountains in the Bible. Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. God stopped Abraham from sacrificing Isaac. King David built an altar to honor God. And Solomon built the temple. Mount Sinai near Egypt. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Although we cannot see God, He has always been with His people. At creation and in the Garden of Eden. In the ark with Noah. With Abraham and Isaac on Mount Moriah. At the Passover in Egypt. In the tabernacle at Mount Sinai. In the temple Solomon built in Jerusalem. God did not live in the temple in Jerusalem. It was a symbol of His presence. Each week, everyone went up to the temple to worship on the Sabbath. 3 times a year, everyone was required to travel to Jerusalem to appear before the Lord. After God brought His people out of Egypt, He told Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'These are my appointed feasts, which you are to proclaim as holy days.'" The feasts are holidays set apart to worship God in 2 ways, celebration and sacrifice. God commanded Israel to celebrate the feasts forever. Today, people all around the world still celebrate these holidays. What were the 3 special holidays when the whole nation of Israel went up to the temple? Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Booths. Passover was when God delivered the Israelites from Egypt. Pentecost is 50 days after Passover. It marks the day God gave Moses the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, and the first wheat grains of the summer harvest are to be presented to the Lord at Pentecost. The Feast of Booths celebrated the end of harvest and reminded the people of the Exodus when their ancestors had to live in tents. It took 7 years to build the temple. It was stunning. People had never seen anything so grand. The temple in Jerusalem was the most wonderful building in all the land. Inside the temple, Solomon put the special covenant box with the Ten Commandments and the Lamb. King Solomon told everyone to gather in Jerusalem for the opening ceremony. The city was full of excitement. Sacrifices were offered. All the singers and musicians were there, leading the people in praise and worship. Solomon stood before the altar, in front of all the people, and spread his hand. Then he knelt down and lifted his hands to heaven. A king bowed to no one. Despite all his power and earthly glory, King Solomon was not too proud to bow. Then he prayed a dedication to God. Everyone did their best to hear the king's prayer. He praised God, confessed the sins of the people, gave thanks, and asked God to bless them. Then he did a stunning thing. Solomon prayed for strangers. When a foreigner who lives in a distant land hears of your fame and of the great things you have done and comes to worship you and to pray at this temple, listen to his prayer. In heaven, where you live, hear him and do what he asks you to do, so that all the peoples of the world may know you and obey you as your people Israel do. The temple was filled with a cloud. It was the glory of the Lord shining brightly. Fire came down from heaven and burned up the sacrifices. Everyone saw this sight. They were filled with awe and wonder. All the people worshiped the Lord, then had a great feast to celebrate. At night, the Lord appeared to King Solomon in a dream. He warned him to be a good king. God said, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Then God warned Solomon, "If you serve me like your father David did, and if you will do all that I command, then I will bless you. But if you forsake my laws and worship other gods, then I will severely punish you." God has always wanted to be with his people. Because God is perfectly holy and people are sinful, we were separated from him. The tabernacle and the temple were pictures of God's plan to take away the sins of the world. They were temporary solutions. The permanent solution to take away our sin and make us holy was Jesus. God would send Jesus when the time was just right. The annual feasts at the temple were rehearsals of future events. They show us the end from the beginning. Each feast is a small drama of God's plan for our salvation. We are the actors. Jesus fulfilled the spring feast at his first coming, Passover and Pentecost. It is recorded in the Gospel and Acts. Jesus will fulfill the fall feast, the Feast of Booths. The future fulfillment is explained in the book of Revelation. Everyone who saw Solomon's temple was stunned. It was amazing. But did you know that temple of stones was nothing compared to the spiritual temple God is building out of people? All believers make a spiritual house where God lives. The Bible calls them a temple built with living stones. The temple was a place for worship and prayer, but not only for the people in Israel, it was also for the nations of the world. Foreigners from distant lands could visit the temple and pray in the outer court. It was called the Court of Nations. God wanted all the people of the earth to know His name and worship Him as Israel did. Internationals came to Israel from all over the world to learn the stories of God's mighty deeds. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all peoples.